This program is made possible by BibleWayMedia.org, overseen by the Ooligah Church of Christ in Ooligah, Oklahoma. Thank you for listening.
Friends, I suppose that each one of us has been the victim of the sharp barbs of criticism at one time or another. Since criticism is unavoidable, we must, in order to live happily and productively, acquire an ability to rise above it. If a person is overly sensitive to the opinions of others, he is at the mercy of every gossiper who comes along. It is imperative, therefore, that we learn how to cope with the adverse opinions of others. Here are some suggestions for doing just that. Number one, expect criticism. It is not possible to please everybody. I saw a sign once which accurately stated, "To escape criticism, say nothing, do nothing, be nothing." The greatest statesmen and patriots in our history have been recipients of scathing criticism. Godly men and women have not escaped the criticism of those who love evil and hate good. It seems that when a person climbs in achievement or maintains righteous conduct, the more some are disposed to degrade him or her. Even our Lord was not immune from the carping tongues of his contemporaries. They criticized him because of his lowly family background, being the son of a carpenter. Matthew chapter 13, verses 54 to 57. Some criticized him because he associated with sinners. Matthew chapter 9, verse 11. Others even criticized him for doing good because his acts of compassion violated their human traditions. John chapter 5, verses 1 through 16. If Jesus, the perfect, sinless Son of God, was so treated by some of his contemporaries, do you think that you will escape the criticism of your fellow man? One essential requirement in handling criticism, then, is to expect it. Number two, criticism may be to our benefit. I know that none of us like to be on the receiving end of criticism, but if viewed and handled properly, it can be very useful. Many bristle up and become so defensive that they do not, yea, cannot, profit from any kind of criticism. Why not face the situation honestly and ask the following questions? Is the criticism true? If yes, how can I change the situation or condition which caused it? If no, then what can I do to eliminate future criticism of this type? No one profits when we render evil for evil or reviling for reviling, 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. President Lincoln wisely answered when told that the Secretary of State Stanton had called him a fool. Stanton is a wise man. If he said that I'm a fool, then I'd better look into the matter. If all of us handled our critics in such a fashion, we could all profit. Number three, forget the criticism. This is the final step in learning how to cope with criticism. Dwelling on the uncharitable judgments of others can develop into a morbid condition destructive of mind and body. For the sake of your inner peace and future usefulness, there comes a time when you must erase the criticism from your mind. President Lincoln also once said, "I do the best I know how, the very best I can. I mean to keep on doing this down to the very end. If the end brings me out all wrong, then 10 angels swearing I had been right would make no difference. If the end brings me out all right, then what is said against me now will not amount to anything." There were those who criticized the Apostle Paul. "For his letters, say they, are weighty and powerful, but his bodily presence is weak and his speech contemptible." 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 10. Paul did not carry that criticism around with him everywhere he went. He simply forgot about those kinds of things and went ahead and did what was right.
Friends, I am not so naive as to think that my preaching and teaching are not criticized by some people.
I plan to just consider the source, forget about it, and move ahead, teaching and preaching what I know is right. One thing is sure, we should never allow ourselves to be hindered by the adverse opinions of others, as Paul indicated in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 3 and 4. Each could learn to more effectively cope with criticism if we would expect it, then benefit from it, and then forget it.
Thank you for listening today. We hope you enjoyed this program. You can find out more about Bible Way Media by visiting us at BibleWayMedia.org. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We thank you for listening.